say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children laugh at him behind his back. And the banker never wears a Mac in the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes.
Listeners, my name is Drew Cohen. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. The time is 7:03, just after 7 p.m. And of course, my name is Drew, so that would make this Drew's Party Time. All right. Actually, today we have a very special guest. Her name is Livia Bednask, all the way out from Poland. Livia, if you'd care to introduce yourself.
Hello, Drew's partygoers. I hope this is working. I, like Drew, I'm another freshman at Tufts, and I'm so excited to be here.
Well, if you heard nothing, listeners, it's because it's not working on our end. Okay. It could be that we don't exactly know how this is working. Actually, try it one more time. I have a way to check.
Hello?
All right,
testing?
It's working. It's working.
Oh, it is.
It's good.
Great.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. Okay.
That's
well, besides that little hiccup, the guy before us, Ray, little shout out to, I think it's called TARDIS is his show.
Mm.
Great show. He was showing us how to use this little soundboard here. Because this is the first time we've had a guest. I've been told that you won't be helping out.
No, actually, I'm just going to sit here and put the pressure on.
You actually listened to my first Party Time.
I did, all the way from Duick Cafeteria.
All the way from Duick 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And critiqued it quite heavily.
No.
Well, a little bit. At least because it did seem like I was making things up on the spot.
It was a group critique. We had all of our friends sat around one round table in Duick, and we would just take turn texting you during
texting
your breaks.
During the show.
Yeah. Just a little distraction, without
a thought as to how difficult it truly is to be up here in front of a microphone.
No, now that I'm in the moment, I think I will just walk out about it.
Right. You see
that
there's panic in your eyes.
Is.
I can see it right now.
Oh, no.
There is. You're in this room.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking into empty space. It's easier with another person. It is.
It's a lot easier to not have the giant switchboard of buttons in front of me.
Right. Yeah, this is really
intimidating,
isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Especially because I have no clue what 99% of this does.
Great.
I press the little red buttons.
Yeah.
Those of you back home, I'm looking at this very intimidating soundboard, and all I do is plug my computer into the aux cord and play Spotify. when I want to talk, I press a little shiny red button that says talk. And when I don't want to, I click a little orange button that says off.
And it's sad because there's all these beautiful, beautiful records around us, and still we are relying on a really old, bad computer.
Oh, it is the crustiest computer of all time that's about to play our next song. Mm. It'll be Part-Time Lover by Stevie Wonder. A pick from our guest.
Oh, yeah.
A really party-esque song.
Uh-huh.
I'm a drummer. From a drummer's standpoint, he plays 16th notes on the hi-hat is what he's doing over the entire song. It's an interesting sort of, it's a jumpy beat. It's quick.
I don't know anything about any music.
Why did I bring you on the show? But this show's not about music. It's about partying.
Wow. I can do that. Away.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay. So it's by Stevie Wonder. I guess we know next to nothing about it. I've been told I look a lot like Stevie Wonder, actually. I have.
Yeah.
I swear.
You could tell him that.
And he wouldn't know.
And he really wouldn't
know. Although, we practiced this bit, haven't we? We know.
No.
I think he'd be able to tell.
Yeah.
We do think he'd be able to tell.
We do.
All right. So, this will be our first song, Part-Time Lover by Stevie Wonder on Drew's Party Time, 91.5 FM, WMFL. Nothing to be wrong. And that was Part-Time Lover by Stevie Wonder. Great song.
Yeah.
It's very funky. It's very, very party-esque.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want from Drew's Party Time.
It's true.
All right. So a little PSA, actually, for those of you who are disheartened by the fact that the sun is setting so early these days.
Mm-hmm.
Over here at Tufts, there's been a lot of seasonal depression. They really hit you hard with daylight savings time.
I mean, yeah, the seasonal depression kicked in like half a day. Took one look at the sun setting at 4:30 and it's all over.
It's all over. It is. It's weird. Last mm-hmm. party time, I actually played Dr. Funk, which was my introduction.
Yeah.
Because I am Dr. Funk. No, I'm just Drew, and it's just a party guy. Okay.
Okay.
This one's called Mama Told Me by The Main Squeeze. It's great. It has great drumming, too, if that's going to be my thing. Mm-hmm. It has an excellent drum line, great solos.
Keep mentioning it.
Right.
In case anyone forgets.
It sounds. It's great. It's super duper fun. And here it is.
love
Wowzers.
That one.
Such a good song. I know, right?
Yeah, I added it to my library and everything.
Yep.
It's great.
And it's just as hard to play that at the end as it sounds.
Wow.
You were telling me that you couldn't tell.
I can't.
And I said I could play.
As a non-drummer, it's really hard to tell.
I can't play.
What's easy to do and what's hard to do.
Yep. Okay, so some updates from our listeners.
Mm.
Namely, my father.
I love our fans.
They're the majority of our fans.
family.
And he's apparently correcting me. There's three planets to see.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's the one who told me that there were two in the first place.
Oh, no.
So don't Saturn and Jupiter are the line. And then apparently Venus is fainter and a little bit below them.
Oh.
So it's not part of the little alignment of the planets.
Mm.
But it's visible.
I've never looked through like a telescope up to the planets.
Up to the planets.
I would do that at some point. That would be fun.
You would? Yeah. No, it's cool. Take an astronomy class. I'm not sure we have an observatory.
Probably not.
One,
we're right near Boston.
There's
one
in BU.
It has to be too light. Oh.
Uh-huh. That our mutual friend actually told me to go stargazing at soon. So
we should do that.
Check it out. I don't know the name, listeners. This is Party Time, if you just checked in. 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Extraordinarily free-form radio. we truly stretch the definition of that word.
Mm.
And the form is so utterly free, it's undefinable, isn't it?
Oh.
So coming up, we've got a suggestion actually by a fan. Look, I could just talk about what our fans are telling us to talk about all day. There's so many of them.
So many, and they all share your last name.
Okay, well, that's just a coincidence. It's because we're at Tufts,
yeah,
actually.
No, yeah.
Cohen is an extremely popular name. I bet, yeah, honestly, if like 20% of the people at Tufts tuned in, it would be the same. That'd all be Cohen.
Wow.
Yeah, this is 91.5 FM, Jewish radio. Baruch atah Adonai. No, I can say that. The song is I Wish I Knew, and I'm reading it, I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free.
Mm.
And we're talking about freeform radio. The song's by Nina Simone.
Wow.
It's my sister's favorite song, her current obsession. We get those.
Mm.
Like, I was obsessed with that song I just played by Main Squeeze.
I think that can start to be my new one, too. That was really good.
Yeah, so maybe this is Obsessions episode. Mm. That sounds weird.
Super freeform.
Just people send in their obsessive songs.
Anyone.
It's a popular, I mean, everyone talks, everyone has them. Like, yeah. Everyone has the songs that they hyperfixate on, is
sure.
What it's called.
Everyone should text their current fixation.
Yeah,
to Drew,
text the current song.
And we'll
yeah.
Play it.
Yeah, don't call in to the number that Tufts is telling you to, because I actually don't know how to operate this thing and set that up.
Yeah.
So you'll ring. It'll ring to nothing, and it will confuse me, and probably the next song will get messed up.
Aww.
But if you text it, because all my fans know my personal phone number, because they're all relatives, you can request a song. So, yes, this is I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free by Nina Simone. According to my sister, it makes her soul want to party.
Wow.
And she spelled soul like the soles of her feet,
mm.
Which means it makes her want to dance.
That's so clever.
Yeah, oh. But I think it was accidental.
Oh, but still clever.
If you're listening at home, why not get up off your seat? It's been a long day. 7 p.m. It's
claim
time to party.
Claim that wordplay. Come on.
Hell yeah. Let's... Oh, no. And here's the song. Without further ado.
Every man should be free. wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I could live like I'm longing to live. I wish I could do all the things that I can do, though I'm way overdue. I'd be stuck.
I truly wish I knew, don't you?
So
you wish you know how it felt to be free?
Wow.
Well,
yeah,
it feels pretty good. We were dancing in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
That was a party song.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite in line with the, I don't know, crazy drum line. I was talking about that in the first two songs.
It wasn't quite a tough social scene party.
No, it was.
But
the
it was arguably the better party.
The better party? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the 23-year-old dinner party scene.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
I stole that one from you.
Yeah.
So the next song coming up will be dedicated to my roommate.
He's one of my favorite people.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big fan of Deep Purple, which is why I had to say that it's going to be a bit of a jar in with respect to that first song, or this song. It's not a 23-year-old
a little rougher
dinner party. But it is party nonetheless.
Wow.
Parties have a lot of different dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are in the distant future over a Catan board. Others, yeah, they're... you know, in Somerville housing with other board games, because I'm trying to compare the parties with my parents and my sisters. So I have two older sisters. They're like in their 20s. My parents are in their, I won't say for their sake. And they, both of them have very similar dinner parties where they just play board games. So
it's the best kind of party, really.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, it is.
No,
I think it actually
is.
Objectively is.
Yeah, probably.
So it's what we're looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Because the parties here are not,
yeah,
they don't compare.
We're just
except Drew's party time.
Immediately.
Uh-uh. Drew's party time, that's the peak. And it's all downhill.
From here?
It
we're
is.
Peaking right now?
We're peaking at 7:26 on a Tuesday night at Drew's party time. And where else would you peak?
At least it wasn't in high school, you know?
At least it wasn't. We made it 2 months past.
Yeah, I took a gap.
So anyway, no, our roommates. My roommate is a great guy. He's a big fan of Deep Purple. I mentioned last time, I'm trying to build characters for the show. He puts a lot of strange fruits in our fridge, which isn't necessarily a negative.
Not necessarily.
Unless they mold because they're uneaten because they're shaped very strangely.
Mm. He was willing to put in the work order for the mold, though.
Yeah, so I don't think it's his fault, because a lot of people on the second floor of Tilton Hall, where I live, got black mold, allegedly, mold sweat. Mm. On their fridges. So we put in a work order to get that mold removed. And I wasn't there, and I didn't put in the work order. But according to him, these people came, Tufts employees, hopefully, and came into our room and just sprayed the fridge down with, like,
oh,
I don't know, like hand sanitizer?
Yeah, that'll kill it. That,
yeah,
right.
And they walked away.
Wow.
And that was their treatment.
It's days
for
like
black
this,
mold.
Then I'm so happy to live uphill.
Yeah, downhill is a cesspool, isn't it?
My God.
It's gross.
Wow.
So I think that's what happened. That's how they treated the second floor of Tilton's black mold problem.
Jeez, I have to go look in our fridge.
And I looked up black mold because people do say it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing conclusive. Yeah, I researched. There's nothing conclusive. Like, some people say it's just normal mold. Other people say it like gives you hallucinations and nosebleeds. Like, you start seeing weird stuff.
That's none of that. Well,
I don't know. You like turn into like a psychic.
You can sue the school. Worst comes to worst.
Right.
Am I not allowed
no,
to
that was
that
what I was
there?
Thinking.
It's sponsored by Tufts.
It's Freeform.
It's Freeform. First Amendment.
Everything that we see right now is owned by Tufts, but that's our lives are owned by Tufts right now, so we're sponsored by Tufts.
Wow.
But if I hallucinate because of black mold, I am going to sue them. So
okay.
That's their fault.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway. Hopefully I don't hallucinate and become a space trucker. That's
Whoa!
Our next song by Deep Purple.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
So
it's my roommate's
you.
Favorite. I really hope he's listening. And
love you,
here
Eric.
It is. We love you. We're not supposed to say his name. Oh. You just dosed him. Oh my God. No. Eric, this song goes out to you. That was Space Truckin' by Deep Purple. Mm-hmm. Eric, my doxed roommate, I really hope you enjoyed
sorry,
that.
Eric. I'm yeah. really sorry, Eric.
Lovely song. Excellent little grouping we've got here. We've got some Stevie Wonder, got some Deep Purple, got some Nina Simone. Mm. As all parties should be, it is quite diverse.
Wow.
There's no order. There's no reason. Some really fast guy just drove by the studio. Sorry. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no planning. In the middle of each song, we're frantically scrambling over my Spotify.
I can speak to that. It's dancing and then forgetting that the song is ending and trying to figure out a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it works here over at 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Drew Cohen, and you're listening to My Party.
Oh, I like hearing your radio voice turn
right.
on.
I can flip that switch.
Yeah.
So our next song, we've got a request from every single member of my family. Listeners back home, they did not quite enjoy the tone I used to describe their extremely interesting board game parties.
Genuinely.
But yeah, genuine of tones. Mm-hmm. Honestly, they're great parties. They're
I've
super fun.
Been to one family friend
reunion.
Yes.
Yeah. So I could explain that. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
I have like a group of friends. I'm extremely sheltered. That's how I'll start this. I literally sit at the at the center of Tufts University, surrounded by, like, first of all, privilege, whatever. Then two older sisters who live within 5 minutes radius. We spend like I have like little shells that protect me from all the harm in the world.
Uh-huh.
My parents then live half an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's like a protective shield of like 20 or so family friends that don't live live a stone's throw from where I am.
Yeah.
So, and I've known them my entire life.
Yeah, my whole family is on the other side of the country.
I know.
So I'm just trying to squirm my way in there.
I know. Yeah, they're all like across the Atlantic Ocean.
I know. Somewhere in Michigan.
Michigan. That's basically a different country.
It's basically a different country.
That's Mars.
Yeah, it's a crazy place.
Uh-huh. So yeah, you went to their dinner party because it's
did.
A generational thing.
Yes.
The younger young generation hosted their first
and
party.
And you are the youngest
well,
of the
I'm the
young
youngest
people.
Of the youngest generation, which is why I'm that little See, tiny nugget
curled up in
fetal position. I'm going to
be the oldest of our youngest generation.
The oldest of the youngest.
Because my little cousins / family friends are all younger than me.
Yeah, so you'll have to plan the dinner parties.
I'm going to have to plan.
You'll choose the board games.
Wow.
You have any, I'm putting you on the spot. I haven't done that yet. What's your favorite board game?
Favorite board game. Yeah. I used to play a lot of Sorry, a lot of Risk.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Risk is such a good one.
Yeah, Risk
Did
is
you play with
funnel.
The rule where, like, if one person rolled all zeros and the other people rolled all sixes, they got nuked?
No.
Yeah.
What?
No, yeah. If that happens, the country gets nuked and you cannot live there anymore.
That's tough.
So if it's like the little, the one country, I think, Indonesia or something,
uh-huh.
if they get to Australia, you can't win. They hide out in Australia and protected by, like, radioactive fallout.
I am going to incorporate that. That's a great addition.
So speaking of, Radioactive Fallout. My sister just requested a song called Brushy Fork.
Ooh, I'm not seeing where you're going with this.
And it's a party song, allegedly.
Okay.
Because it was requested under his party time.
Mm.
So to speak on that, I know nothing about Brushy Fork as a song. I do know that Brushy Forks would be ineffective. But
probably.
Despite their inefficiency, I do think I'd prefer them to no forks.
Mm.
Which is the current state of affairs at DeWitt Dining Hall.
Hey, they figured out their knife situation.
They did.
Mm.
Part,
we're working
part
on the
to
forks.
Me. We're working on the forks.
Yeah.
I can't really say much of this on air, but they're, if you look into things, you'll see some suspicious, I'll say, patterns.
Yeah.
In the silverware transfer between Carmichael and DeWitt. I don't think I'm allowed to say more,
no,
but there's
please.
Some underground currents in the mix.
Oof.
Yeah, some scarcity that is inexplicable, but is possibly in the bottom drawer of my dorm. So,
yeah.
Anyways,
he said it.
This next song, Brushy Fork, coming right up. Thank you. All right.
We're back.
I have to say, that wasn't exactly what I thought it would be.
I liked it.
Brushy Forks.
Brushy Forks.
And in that interval, I think, we did a bit of research as to that song. It was done by Greg List. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce that. However, it's actually very interesting. This guy got a PhD in molecular biology from,
MIT. Our neighbors.
Our neighbors. So he's, I think, local for some part of his life. And then played the banjo for Bruce Springsteen. He went on tour.
We know him.
Yeah, Greg List. We know that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And during that, the reason why that banjo song was so revolutionary and why we played it was because he invented this new four-fingered banjo style. Like, he's a banjoist. That song was all like a crazy banjo solo if you're in the banjo biz.
It's just like the drums. I really can't tell.
You
I
can't.
Wish I could.
Why'd
I'm
bring
sorry.
You on? All right. Well, this is for
that.
For new listeners, I'm joined by guest Livia Bednask. She knows nothing about music.
Hi, everybody.
I was told to reintroduce you.
It's true.
Some of our fans were confused as to my female double.
I'm Livia. We met on Tufts pre-orientation program. We backpacked through New Hampshire.
And that's, and we've suffered each other ever since.
Yeah.
So most banjoists, that's a hard segue, most banjoists use three fingers. And this guy uses four.
Understood.
Which is a 33% increase.
It's good math. Quick
math.
Yes,
quick math. On air.
Wow.
On 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. So what we have to do, actually required, is to play a PSA at least one every hour. And I'm going to see if we can do that here. Just bear with me for 1 second. Let me get this in.
The goal, let's get it on. Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
We're coking the dollar bill stems and crack capsules. I got to say, Ghostface was a killer PSA, but he didn't say much.
No,
I don't
didn't.
Believe that was a PSA.
I don't think that's
PSA.
What you're supposed to do.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, this one's relevant. Everyone get your flu vaccines, okay? Here it is.
Let's face it. Life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
I gotta say, Drew, I was really not a fan of that
one. That was really scary. I don't know. I didn't like that at all. I really apologize.
It's over, my friend.
Yeah. I apologize to our listeners for having to listen to that.
Wow.
But get your flu vaccines.
True.
Get scared into doing it. I don't know what that was about. Why was she slowing down?
It's just demonstrating what you can do with all your fun buttons in front of you.
I wasn't doing that, I swear.
I know.
It was the PSA.
Well, I got my flu vaccine.
Yeah, you better, or else you're going to slow down. I don't know. Maybe
something.
It was like a technique to grab people's attention by making it weird.
It worked.
It did.
Yeah.
Well, that was our unfortunate PSA for the hour.
Way to get it done.
We do have some songs coming up. It is a live version of Bodhisattva by Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
I love Steely Dan.
Oh, my goodness.
He's not quite... Our party got a little sophisticated, didn't it?
Yeah.
I got into interesting techniques. So we started with kind of more funky, poppy songs. Great party time.
Back.
But then the party gets a little slower. The party gets a little introspective, doesn't it?
A little pretentious even. True.
We avoid that word here, but it's extraordinarily on the head, isn't it? It's on the nose. Yeah, we do. The party gets pretentious. But we're at Tufts. We're allowed to be so.
Mm.
This is Bodhisattva by Steely Dan. The live version of the song, which was a recent recording, actually, a live recording for like a couple months ago.
Mm.
And it's such a good song. So here it is. Steely Dan's Bodhisattva.
sell my house to. And I'll be there, shining your Japan, sparkling your China. Yes, I'll be there. What is up? What is up?
That was Bodhisattva by Steely Dan. Such a good song, right?
I really liked it.
You were being fake.
No.
Yep. And
no,
here's
I
how
not.
I know why. Here's what we're going to talk about. Well,
oh no.
For our listeners, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I'm Drew Cohen, and this is the very tail end of our DP time together. Mm-hmm. I know it always comes to an end, unfortunately.
Six songs in an hour.
Only one more. No, we have one. We have time for one more song.
Okay.
And I have 2 minutes to talk.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk about judging people's music tastes.
Oh my goodness.
Not, well, you, see, you immediately took offense, which
I know it because
kind
you just
of
said
proves my point.
Me.
No, I'm not going to attack you. I'm going to talk about. I'm going to attack culture and
okay.
society. tough society in particular, because ever since coming here, I have felt constantly under attack by my music taste.
Really?
Because I don't know every like contemporary artist or...
Oh, who
there's
does,
just too really? Many.
And there's I think, so many.
Well, there is a mainstream collection that I guess you're expected to know, because people look at me like I'm crazy. And they and then I have a radio show and I bring a special guest, Livia Bednarz from Poland, and I play probably one of the best renditions of one of the best bands in the last century, Steely Dan's Bodhisattva, live from a couple months ago. And she says... Oh, I love dad music.
Oh, I did say that.
You did say that.
Well, listen, Drew. I do think
yourself.
That I'm listening. I do think that I feel like I know a lot of contemporary music, but I think that people who really like music, when they hear a song by an artist that they like, uh-huh. they will go out of their way and like listen through the album. And I don't do that. So I can name like two or three songs from a lot mm-hmm. of artists, but if someone talks to me about music, I'll panic because I really don't know.
I do.
Enough.
I panic.
I don't know.
It's truly panic is the word.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I do that too. I don't. Yeah. I only know a couple songs. Yeah. There's just two. I do think I know. I mean, I know more songs from, I guess, the dad music era. Mm. Because
dad music is a compliment.
I listen
now,
to my parents'
it?
Music.
It's like a little
I took
throwback.
It as a compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're not swept away and like.
No, you're so quirky. You're
yeah,
a tough student.
Being,
Drew.
Yeah. Liking older music is cooler now, I yeah. think. But there's some music, like not knowing like SZA.
This did come up recently.
I don't know the
Drew
heck
know who
SZA
is. SZA's so good, Drew.
And I bet she's really good. I should have played a SZA song. Unfortunately, our next song and our last song for this party time, which will have to be played pretty soon or else we'll run, our party will run long, is by Nate Smith.
Hmm.
He's one of my favorite drummers. It's by the Fearless Flyers, which is a band that kind of formed off of Wolfpack, which is a really good funk band, a contemporary artist. That I'm a fan of.
Wow, I know none of that.
See, oh my God, look at me. Right, that was exactly how I set up this little speak segment, was to make you look like a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. The song is super duper funky. It's really poppy. And poppy as in like, I was literally referencing like snare drums, not like
it's
pop.
Not like you would listen to pop
music. I don't
pop
listen
music,
to pop
please,
music.
Please, you're above all that.
And that is the only insult that truly sticks, isn't it? Anyway, and Nate Smith is just the coolest guy ever. You should look him up. He does like all these like, he plays live and then like tests the audience like on their timing, like he claps a certain thing.
Oh man.
Super duper.
Whiplashing you in
pretentious.
Real life.
Yeah, like are you rushing or dragging stuff mm-hmm. like that. Anyway, this song is called Nate Smith is the Ace of Aces by the Fearless Flyers. It'll be our last song. Thank you all for listening. This is 91.5 FM. My name is Drew. We were joined by Livia.
Hi,
and
guys.
And this was our party. Thank you so much.